Dirty Laundry, Episode 3.
Come in, Francis. I'm in the kitchen. I'm running late. I heard they give out fine for today. I was behind with my washing, so I've taken the chance and hung some out.
In the dark?
Oh, Dr. Copper!
Good morning, Nora.
I thought you were Francis.
Have you been washing through the night?
This time of year, it's always dark when I'm at home. And I was up through the night with Dad anyway. Lighting the fire under the boiler when doing the laundry kept me warm.
Have you had any sleep?
Oh, early on. Dad didn't start up till 3-ish. I don't feel too bad. Why are you here so early?
I wanted to explain why I didn't call last night. A miner at Sneed Pit was injured earlier in the day. There was nothing I could do. And then a complicated birth, though with a happier outcome. I left mother and baby just now and I'm on my way home.
Sounds like you've had less sleep than me.
Yeah, I promised myself breakfast and a short nap.
I don't know how you find the time for all of us.
Well, my list does seem to get longer. Perhaps because medicine is improving. The doctor's dilemma, the better he is at his job, the more patients he has to look after.
It's not really a job, though, is it? Not like sponging and fettling.
I suppose not.
You give me and Dad far more of your time than is usual, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't find time for you last night.
No matter. In fact, I had a visitor.
A visitor? Who?
Brian Furnival. You'd think he'd have more tact than to try and make up with me when Dad's like this.
Did you send him away with another black eye or just a flea in his ear?
Actually, he arrived just as I was waking Dad up from one of his bad dreams. I was a bit too glad to see another human face, so I let him keep me company for a short while.
Reuben's nightmares are just the same.
Getting worse. He used to waken himself up, shouting, you know. But now he seems to stay in the dream. I have to wake him up with a cold flannel on his face and his hands. It brings him round gently without having to shake him or anything.
Still the same dream?
Emmeline. It's always her. Though last night, I'm sure I heard another name.
Hello? Nora? You still here?
Oh, flip, I'm late for work. Hello, Francis.
Oh, Dr. Copper. Do you live here?
I have to go.
I've got a boil on if you've washing wants doing. They give out fine for today, and I reckon the wind is coming from Port Hill.
I've done it already.
Usual drill today, is it?
Perhaps I'll look in on Reuben as I'm here.
Thank you.
Nora, did he tell you that Councillor Blythe called yesterday?
No.
I didn't know Hedley Blythe was a friend of your dad's.
Nor did I.
It's like Crewe Station, this house.
I think it is. Brian even came round last night.
Are you back on, then?
No chance. Francis, can you do me a favour?
Of course.
Don't gloat.
What is it?
Will you drop a note into chapel and ask Mr. Savage to call?
Is Reuben asking for him?
No. But his nightmares are so fearful, I think you're right. He needs a minister.
Poor soul. I'll go up there later this morning, soon as I've pegged out.
Can you tell the doctor I've had to go?
Thanks, Francis.
Oh,
good morning, ladies. How are we doing?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Richard.
Looking lovely.
Such a gentleman.
Good morning, Mr. Richard. Morning, Gordon.
Morning, Mr. Richard.
Good morning, Liz. Good morning, Mrs. Mallin.
Good morning, Mr. Warham. Some private post for you, sir.
Thank you.
And Councillor Blythe is here already, sir.
Councillor Blythe?
He said you asked him to call.
Yes. Thank you, Mrs. Mallin. Hedley.
Richard. I hope you don't mind me calling.
When I said we should meet, I didn't mean here.
You'd prefer we gathered around Reuben Moth's deathbed.
You had no reason to call on him.
I appreciate you informing me of Reuben's troubles, but forgive me if I feel the need to monitor the situation myself.
Reuben works for me, and so does his daughter. I had a legitimate reason to pay him a visit. Have you spoken to him in the past 20 years?
As you know, I take a keen interest in matters of industrial illness and disease.
Don't insult me, Blythe. We both know what this is about.
How is he, Doctor?
Even after all these years, the strength of the human spirit astonishes me.
When you promised Nora you'd visit every day, you didn't think he'd cling on this long.
In truth, I didn't.
Neither did I. But here we are.
Yes. But right now, I'm heading home.
Home? Haven't you just started?
Actually, I haven't finished. I've been out all night. A difficult labour, and before that, a minor...
Roof fall at Sneed yesterday, I heard. How is he?
He died.
What about the baby?
Well, and the mother, too.
Thank the Lord.
No, Francis. Thanks to me. Thanks to me and my medical skills and experience, that mother and baby are alive. No thanks to me, there's a family without a breadwinner elsewhere in Burslem today. The Lord didn't seem present at either event.
You don't mean that, Dr. Copper.
It's a game of odds, Mrs. Berry. Sometimes I can defeat them, sometimes I can't. Sometimes I break even.
Like with Nora and her mother.
I'm sorry, I'm very tired.
That's why you're round here all the time, isn't it? You feel responsible.
No, Mrs. Berry, I don't. Nor do I indulge in amateur psychology. As you say, I promised Nora I would call each day and I fully expected Reuben to be dead by now.
But he isn't.
No, he isn't.
Thank the Lord.
Yes, I'll give the Lord that one. I can't explain it any other way.
I understand you've had a difficult night and no sleep, Doctor, so I'll ignore your blasphemous tongue.
No need to ignore me, Francis. I'm going.
Nora's asked me to fetch the minister to her father.
I wasn't aware that Reuben was a particularly religious man.
He isn't, but Nora's not stupid. She knows there's something behind these nightmares. Perhaps what he really needs is a confessor.
What's Nora said to you?
Nothing. Except she'd like me to drop a note in at chapel.
She didn't say anything about a name. The name her father was saying in his sleep.
A name?
It's probably not important.
Give over, not important. You think it's fishy and all.
Fishy?
These bad dreams.
Not at all. And now I am on my way.
I've been mulling it over since Richard Warren called that day. Nora's mother was a bonny girl, and everyone knew that Mr. Richard were a beggar with the lassies. It never occurred to me at the time, but that bairn was ever so punctual.
I beg your pardon?
Honeymoon baby, or so we thought.
This is ugly speculation, Francis.
Not if Nora's got rights and property through her natural father. He must claim her.
Richard Warham is a respectable man.
Respectable? We all know what he was in his youth. Like as not, there are one or two young people in Burslem today who bear more than a passing resemblance to the Warhams. They don't call it the mother town for nothing.
I sincerely hope you're not spreading this unfounded and filthy rumour.
What's confusing me, though, is what Edley Bligh's got to do with it. I was more surprised to see him than I was Richard Warham, sliming under the door like a big old slug.
I must insist you speak with more respect.
It could relate to property, of course.
Oh, Francis!
Reuben's troubled. Likely as not, he did them two a favour 20 years ago. He got quite an unexpected promotion. That was a big help when he lost Lucy. I'm not saying you knew about it, Doctor, but perhaps you had your suspicions.
I had no reason then or now to think that Nora isn't Reuben's daughter. Have you tried asking him?
I'm not heartless. The man's dying.
Yes, he is. So I suggest you leave him be and stop this unpleasant conjecture immediately. If Reuben really does have a secret, then perhaps it'd be most compassionate to consider the maintenance of that secret to be a dying wish.
But if that lass is being deceived, doesn't she have a right to know?
And if she isn't? If Reuben's nightmares don't have anything to do with her?
Then I'd still want to know what it's got to do with Richard Warham and Councillor Hedley Blythe.
Come.
You asked to see me, Mr. Richard.
Ah, Nora. Yes, come in. Come on.
I'm very sorry I was late this morning, sir. It was just a few minutes.
Were you late?
I am very sorry, sir.
Please, Nora. Under your current circumstances, it's remarkable that you're getting to work at all.
Am I dismissed?
Of course not. That's not why I've asked to see you.
Sir?
I'm concerned for you. Your father is gravely ill, and yet you're still coming to work. I can only assume this is because you need the wage.
Yes, sir.
Please, take a seat. Nora, in view of your circumstances, having no immediate family and so on, I can see that this is a much more difficult situation for you than it would be for others.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Here.
Thank you.
Now, Nora, I can't make this offer to everyone, but I'd like to insist that you stay at home now until your father passes away.
I don't understand.
On average, what do you normally make in a day?
About 5 shillings.
Then from tomorrow onwards, you may pick up your pay packet as if you'd worked every day at that rate, until such time as... But only on condition that you don't mention this arrangement to anyone else, do you understand?
I can't accept, sir. It's not proper.
Miss Moth, I assure you that I will not expect or ask for anything in respect of this money.
Then I don't understand why you're offering it me. Nobody else would get such favours.
No, they wouldn't. I couldn't pay every worker who was sick or had to care for a dying relative. It's not economical. But your situation is exceptional. And your father was a valued worker for many years.
Mr. Warham, did my father ask you to do this when you saw him the other day?
If he had, wouldn't I have mentioned it to you then?
I suppose.
Allow me this kindness to him and to you.
Sir.
Now, off you go, back to the spoon shop. You can finish your shift today and then take leave of absence to care for your father. I may call by at your house in a day or so just to see how things are.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Richard.
When I spoke to Daniel, I spoke to Daniel and I
Dad,
told him...
It's all right, Dad. Dreaming. It's just a dream.
Lucy.
No, Dad, it's Nora. Wake up now. Come on.
No!
Dad, please, just let me... Please, God, help him.
Mr. Richard.
No, Dad. You're still asleep.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it was. You see, yeah, it was. It was Emmeline.
Emmeline?
Emmeline.
Who are you talking about, Dad? Who is Emmeline? She? Who is Emmeline?
What is the secret hidden in Reuben's nightmares? Join us tomorrow for episode 4 of Dirty Laundry.